last year, which was on the Baruch of Shema Kadeinu, I mentioned from the Sefer David Shalom that the David Shalom points out that there's three different expressions here in this bracha. It begins with Shema Kaleinu Hashem Alekeinu. Listen to our voice, Hashem our God. And then it says, then we say Chus Verachem Aleinu. Have compassion upon us. That's the second expression. And then there's a third expression. Accept with compassion and will our prayers. So, what are these three expressions? So, the Sefer David Shalom says that there are three ways that a person becomes aware of somebody else's troubles. One is when a person hears that person sighing or crying out of their own pain. So, the person becomes aware that that person is obviously in a tzara, the person is in a trouble. The second manner of awareness comes about by a person is actually able to see the person's troubles. So he hasn't necessarily heard the person cry out in pain, but he's able to see that there's tzaras. And then the third manner of awareness comes about when the person doesn't hear the person crying out in pain. He doesn't see the person's troubles, but that person themselves comes and says, "Can you please help me out because I have this and this trouble?" Three different manners of awareness. So we say to Hashem, Shema Kaleinu, Hashem Alekeinu, Hashem, listen to our voices. You can hear us crying out in pain. That's number one. Secondly, Chus V'Rachem Aleinu, have compassion upon us. You see our troubles. And then, even without that, we're davening to you. We're telling you that we're going through a tzara. Please help us out. I believe. The reason I'm bringing back up this Davar Shalom is because I think this works very well with what we spoke about on Shabbos morning, this past Shabbos morning. The pasuk I mentioned the Chasam Sofer. The pasuk says Hashem is talking to Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, "Vayemer Hashem, Roi roisi es ani ami asher b'mitzrayim." I saw the affliction of my nation that is in Mitzrayim. And I heard their cry due to their taskmasters. Because I know their pain. Chasam Sofer points out that there are three different expressions here. One is, I see their affliction, I hear their cry, and I know their pain. So there's Riya, Shemiya, and Yediya. Seeing, hearing, and knowing. Which is really the same three manners of awareness that the Davar Shalom says is mentioned in this Baruch of Shema Kaleinu. When I hear this person crying out in their own pain, I know their pain. I now know their pain. That's Yediyah. When I see their troubles, that's Riyah. Right? That's Roi Roisi Es Aniyami. And when they come and they ask, that's Shmiah. That's hearing. Achsam Sefer says that the reason that this is why we're called Yisrael, because the word, the first three letters of Yisrael is Yid, is Yud Shin Resh, which is Yedia Shmiya Riya. And the last two letters are Kel, Hashem's name. So what is the Chassam Sefer saying? So the way I explained this on Shabbos morning was that we know that the Rebbeinu Shlom conducts himself towards us midah keneged midah, measure for measure. Now the pasuk says b'chol tzarasam loytzar, right? That in all of Klal Yisrael's tzaras, kiviyachol, the Shechina is pained with our pain. B'chol tzarasam loytzar, and this is why the Rebbeinu Shlom, comes to our salvation, because he himself is also pained with our pain, like a loving father that's pained by the pain of a child. But the Rebbeinu Shlom conducts himself towards us midah keneged midah. So it's to the extent that we are pained by the suffering of others, to that extent is Hashem pained by our suffering. So we're defined, Yisrael, we're called Yisrael, we're defined by the fact that we're Yodea, we're Shomea, and we're Roya. We know and we hear and we see each other's suffering. And the reason why it concludes with Kael is because it's a godly midah to do so. It's a godly midah to be able to share someone else's suffering. And this is not limited to suffering. Obviously, it's midat tov meruva, is to share someone else's simcha as well. But if we want the Rebbeinu Shlom, if we want to be able to come to Shemin Esrei and say Shema Kolenu Hashem Elokeinu, Chus Verachem Elokeinu, V'Kava Verachem V'Rotzon Esfilaseinu, we ask the Rebbeinu Shlom to be Yodea, to be Shemeya, to be Roya. The Rebbeinu Shlom is going to look at us and say, and where's yours? Are you Yodea? Are you Shemeya? Are you Roya? Do you know someone else's suffering? Do you see someone else's pain? Do you hear their cries? And if we do, then we can come to the Rebbeinu Shlom, midah keneged midah. And I mentioned on Shabbos morning that according to this we can understand the Rashi, the beginning of Vayechi. Rashi asks, Lama Parshas Ustuma? Why is Parshas Vayechi? There's no separation between Vayigash and Vayechi. And every other Parsha in the Torah, there's a space between the Parshas. And between Vayigash and Vayechi, there's no space. So Rashi asks, Lama Parshas Ustuma? Why is this Parsha clogged? Says Rashi, because when Yaakov Avinu passed away, the eyes and the heart of Klal Yisrael became clogged due to the troubles of the servitude. Why the eyes and the heart specifically? Why does Rashi mention that the eyes and the hearts of Klal Yisrael were clogged? So I mentioned that we could understand this based on a Rashi later on in Parsha Shemois. Rashi says on the pasuk says, It wasn't those days. By Yigdal Moshe, Moshe became Moshe grew up. By Yetzei Al Echav, he went out to his brothers. By Yarbis of Loisam, and he saw their suffering. He saw their burdens. Says Rashi, what does it mean by Yarbis of Loisam? Well, of course he saw. If he went out to his brothers, he saw the burdens. What's the big deal? No, the pasuk is telling us he saw their burdens. Says Rashi, Nosan Eino Viliboy Lius Meitzer Aleim. He placed his eyes and his heart to pain, to suffer with them. Lius Meitzer Aleim, to feel their pain. Moshe Rabbeinu had no pain. He was living in the palace. He had a very comfortable life. But he went out to suffer, to feel the suffering of his brothers. And that Rashi here uses the same two words, Einoi v'liboy. He placed his eyes and his heart to see their suffering. Because you need to see the suffering. There needs to be Riya. And there, a person needs to feel the pain. It's the Yediyah and the Shmiya that means to feel the pain. So perhaps, until Moshe Rabbeinu came along, there was no hope for Geula. There was no hope for redemption. Because from the time that Tzoras HaShivut began, from the time that the trouble of the servitude began, everyone was so consumed with their own suffering that they didn't have the energy, perhaps, or the frame of mind to be able to realize that someone else was suffering, to be able to feel the pain of another yid. And when we don't feel the pain of another yid, we have no right to say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mishma Koleinu Hashem Elokeinu Chus V'Rachem Aleinu. You don't feel the pain of another yid. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam works measure for measure. It was Nistim Ve'Einayim V'Libam. Their eyes and their hearts were clogged. They weren't out there being meitzer. They weren't noisin einayim v'libam lios meitzer aleim. But came along Moshe Rabbeinu, and here was a yid that was noisin einayim v'libam lios meitzer aleim. Changed the whole scene. Now Moshe Rabbeinu can say to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Shema Koleinu Hashem Elokeinu Chus V'Rachem Aleinu. This is why, by the Seneb, when it came to the burning bush, and Moshe Rabbeinu looks, let me turn and see this great vision. Why isn't the bush burning? What was Moshe Rabbeinu's question? The bush is a thorn bush, represents Mitzrayim. The thorn bush that was pricking and afflicting Klal Yisrael. And it pained Moshe Rabbeinu so that why isn't anything happening yet? Why isn't Mitzrayim burning yet? Why isn't Mitzrayim suffering the wrath of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Madua lo yivar asneh. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't tolerate the pain of Klal Yisrael. So he asked, finally somebody asked the question, Madua lo yivar asneh, why isn't the bush burning? Why isn't Mitzrayim suffering the wrath of the Ribbono Shel Olam? To which the Ribbono, by Yar Hashem, Hashem, see, oh, somebody is paying attention. It bothers someone. But Yomer Hashem says to Moshe, "Al tikrav aloim, you don't need to come any closer. Shal na'alecha me'al raglecha. The shoe, the purpose of the shoe, is to see to it that a person doesn't have any discomfort from outside. That's what the purpose of the shoe is. The Rabbi Nishlam said to Moshe, Shal na lecha mi'araglecha, just take the shoe off your foot. And what you just did to feel the pain of other Yidden is taking the shoe off your foot. Just all you need to do, Shal na lecha mi'araglecha, ki amokoy mashata imedolav admas kodeshu, the place that you stand upon, the place that you said, Madua lo yivarasne. That spot that you're standing on when you're noisenaino v'libay aleim, that spot is Admas Kodesh. That's holy ground. A place where a Yid stands and he's meitzer on, and he feels the pain and suffering of another Yid, that place is Admas Kodesh. And I explained that that's why Moshe Rabbeinu's name, Moshe, where he was named by Bas Paroi, he was named Moshe Kimin Amayim Shisu, because I drew him out of the water. That name stuck, whereas the other names that he was given by his biological parents, his name was Yukasil, he had another name, Avigdor, he had, what do you think of names? Those names didn't stick. We know Moshe as Moshe, the name Baski Bas Parah gave. Why is that? It's because, as mentioned, Moshe was living in the king's palace. He lived a very comfortable life, very relaxed life. And Moshe Rabbeinu chose to feel the pain and suffering of his brothers and sisters rather than to live the comfortable life he was living. Mayim represents menucha. And we say, it says until Amei menucha is in aleinu. Amei menucha is in aleini. Right? So the pasuk says, it calls Mayim mei menuchas. It's relaxed waters. Kimin hamayim eshisu, Moshe Rabbeinu drew himself out of the comfort. He drew himself out of his comfort zone to pain himself for the pain of others. Moshe describes Moshe's godless. That is Moshe's godless. That's why the pasuk says, "By Yigdal Moshe, by Yete Alachov." That was Moshe's godless. You know what Moshe's godless was? By Yigdal Moshe, by Yete Alachov, Yarbis Avlezim. That was his godless. He went out to his brothers, and he shared their pain. And it's only in that, in the merit of sharing another Yid's pain, that we can call out to the Rebbeinu Shlom, we can ask the Rebbeinu Shlom to share our pain. Now, according to this, I think we can understand, now I have a new appreciation for a word that I once heard. In the beginning of Parshas Ba'aloscha, Hashem tells Aharon HaKohen to light the menorah. The pasuk says, "Vayas kein Aharon." Aharon did so. And Rashi, very famous Rashi. Rashi says, "Lahagid shvocha shel Aharon shalei shina." It's coming to relate the praise of Aharon that he did not differ. And everyone asked the kasha, "What's the big deal?" Hashem told Aharon to light the candles. Why would anybody have thought that Aharon kahane kadisha? Aharon HaKohen is going to go change. Is going to change from Hashem's command. Shvocha shel Aharon is a praise of Aharon. They didn't differ. So I once heard of art that there's a pasuk. Pasuk in Neviim. Pasuk in the Navi says, "Ani Hashem lo shanisi." Atam b'nei Yisrael lechilisa. The pasuk says, "I am Hashem. I have never changed, and you b'nei Yisrael have not been destroyed." I believe I heard this in the name of the Binyan David. And he says, if you look into the pasuk that says, "V'chol tzarasam loy tzar," right? Which we know means in all of Klal Yisrael's tzaras, Hashem is pain. Kol tzarasam loitza. In all of their troubles, it is a tzar for him. If you look inside in the Navi, it actually is written loitzar with an aleph. That it's not a pain for him. Kol tzarasam of all and all of their troubles, loitzar, it's not a pain for him. But that's the ksiv. That's the way it's written. The kri, the way we read it, is the loitzar with a vav. Now, can we imagine if Hashem wouldn't be pained by our tzaras? There'd be no hope for Klal Yisrael. So, the Ribbono Shel Olam changed the aleph to a vav. So he says, that's what the pasuk says, Ani Hashem lo shanisi. I am Hashem, instead of meaning I am Hashem, I have never changed, it means Ani Hashem lo shanisi, I changed the loy. I changed the loy, and that's why Vatam b'nei Yisrael lo chalisam, and that's why you b'nei Yisrael were never destroyed. Had I not changed the loy, had it remained b'chol tzarasam loy tzar, that Hashem is not pained by our troubles, then chas v'shalom, there would be no hope for Klal Yisrael. Because Ani Hashem Loi Shanisi, because I am Hashem, I changed the Loi, and now it's Loi with a Vav. I am pained by Yitzharah, says the Rabbi Nishal Olam. That's why Atam Bnei Yisrael Loi Chalisa. Now, according to what we've said, that who has the ability that if we just take a few steps back to what we've said before. How do we actually transform the loy to a loy? How do we transform the loy with an aleph to a loy with a vav? If we're not touched by each other's tzaras, if we don't pay attention to another yid, then the Rebbeinu Shlom says, you're not pained by anybody else's pain. Why should I be pained by yours? Then remains the loy with an aleph. It's only when we pain ourselves, when we're pained by another yid suffering, then we cry out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I have ria and shmiya and yediyah of another yid's tzaras, and therefore I'm asking you, Shema Kaleinu Hashem Alekeinu Chus Verachem Alekeinu Vekal Verachem Rosen Hasfilaseinu. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam transforms the loy to a loy, then aleph to a vav. You're pained by someone, I don't know, by a yid tzar, I'm going to be pained by yours. Sure.
Is it the pain, or is it doing something to help the person?
It's lav dafke. No, it's lav dafke doing anything. Just a shoulder to cry on. It's a listening ear. For another yid to see that someone else shares their pain. The doing is gewaldic, but it's... Not everyone has the ability to do. Aharon HaKohen lighting the menorah represents illuminating the chashkus of a yid. It represents illuminating the darkness of another yid. Aharon HaKohen was that person that, as we know, was Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom. Oyev Sabrias, he loved people. Their pain was his pain. So Aharon HaKohen was the one that transformed the loy. Says Rashi, Lahagit Shvacha Shel Aharon, it's coming to relate Aharon's praise, Shel Loy Shina. He changed the loy. He changed the loy from an aleph to a vav. He changed the B'chol Tzorosam Loy Tzor with an aleph to B'chol Tzorosam Loy Tzor with a vav. Because he was pained by another yid's pain. So now the Ribbono Shel Olam is pained by our pain. Now we can understand the Medrash. The Medrash says that this bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tefillah was originally said by the Malachim, by the angels. When did the angels say this bracha? Says the Medrash, Kishezo'aku Yisrael b'mitzrayim l'kadosh baruch hu. When Klal Yisrael called out of Mitzrayim to Hashem, the Shema Esakasam, and Hashem listened to their cry, that's when the Malachim said, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemayat Tefillah. Why specifically then? It was because that is when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nosanene Eina V'Liboi to paint himself with Klal Yisrael's tzaris. And only then did HaKadosh Baruch Hu listen to the cries of Klal Yisrael. Until then, Hashem didn't listen. It only says then, Vayishma Hashem, that Hashem listened to their cry. Because there was a Moshe Rabbeinu out there that was pained by their pain. That's when the Malachim said, Shema Koleinu Hashem Aleikeinu Chus V'rachem Aleinu V'kabah V'rachem Rosen Esvilaseinu Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Atvila. Now, to take this a couple steps further, if we look into the Avos HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, by Avraham Avinu, we find the concept of Riyah, of seeing. Right? We've just spoken about three levels, three different types of awareness. That is alluded to in Shema Koleinu Hashem Elokeinu Chus V'Rachem Aleinu V'Kabah V'Rachem Rosen Esfiloseinu, which are the same three concepts of Riyah, Yediyah, and Shmiyah that is represented in the name Yisrael. Yediyah, Shmiyah, Riyah. We find Riyah by Avraham Avinu. Says numerous times by Avraham, by Yisa Ina Vayar, says when the three angels came, by Yisa Ina Vayar, he lifted his eyes and he saw. When he was going to the Akedah, by Yisa Ina Vayar, and he saw the Mokam Erochik. He named the Mokam Amigdash Hashem Yira. Yikr Hashem Mokam Hashem Yira. Avraham Avinu's Midah was Riya, was seeing. Yitzchak Avinu's Midah was Yediyah, was knowing. The Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk that says, Da es Elokei Avicha V'Avdehu, know the God of your father and serve him. Yitzchak Avinu is the pillar of Avodah. Da es Elokei Avicha V'Avdehu, Yediyah is represented by Yitzchak. Yitzchak says to Esav, Hine no zakanti lo yodati yoin moisi. I don't know the day of my death, because Yitzchak's yediyah was connected to Chaim. His yediyah was connected to life. Therefore, lo yodati yoin moisi. He had no yediyah in the area of death. Yitzchak represented the concept of yediyah. In Yaakov, introduced the concept of Shmiyah, of listening. Shmiyah is much more than listening. Shmiyah is not just hearing. Shmiyah means understanding, internalizing. And the raya to that is Shema Yisrael. Right? Shema Yisrael is what actually the original time that was said was when the Shvatim said it to their father. Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And this is why the first word in the Torah, Bereshis, right? If you look into the word, there's a Yud for Yediyah, right? There's a Resh for Riyah. There's a Shin for Shmiyah. The last three letters that are left are Aleph, Vez, and Tav, which is Avos. Right? You have Yediyah, Shmiyah, Riyah, Avos. The Avos are the ones that introduced these concepts of Yediyah, Shmiyah, and Riyah. for this same reason, you have Avraham Avinu instituted Tefillah Shachris, the Tefillah of the morning. It's a time of Riyah, the time when you can see. Right? We darshan from the word Isam Oisai, right, that you're only chayiv and tzitzis by day, not at night, because it's a time that you can see. Right? Riyah represents the it represents the morning time of daylight. Avraham Avinu instituted the Tefillah of Shachris. Yitzchak, which is Yediyah, represents he instituted Tefillah's Mincha. Mincha is Beinu Arbayim. It's a time of Havdalah. It's a time of separating between day and night. The Chazal say that the reason why we say Havdalah by Chonen Adas, by the Baruch of Chonen Adas, because of Ein Das Havdalah Manayin. If you don't have Das, you can't make Havdalah. You can't separate. You can't differentiate if you don't have Das. Since Yitzchak was Yediyah, that's why his tefillah is Mincha, Beinu Arbayim. Yaakov Avinu instituted tefillas Arvis. Because Shmiya, which means not just hearing, but understanding another person's tzaras, it requires a person, in order to be able to truly hear another person's tzaras, it's necessary to place oneself in that person's matzav. Out of the three levels of Riyah, Yediyah, and Shmiah, Shmiah is the deepest understanding. It's putting oneself in that person's matzav. It's known that the Tzemach Tzedek, after he would have yechidus with his chassidim, he would see people one at a time. After every few people, he would have to have he'd have to change all of his clothing. He was drenched with sweat, and they asked him why he sweats that much. So he said, because when a yid comes to me with a tzara, I need, in order to be able to truly hear the yid, I need to place myself into their tzara. So I have to get out of myself, and I have to put myself into that person. But once I'm that person, I can't help it. So I have to get out of that person, get back into myself, in order to help him. He said it's a tiring and a strenuous exercise, and that's what causes him to perspirate the way he did. But that's what Shmiah is. And that's why Yaakov was Mesakan Tefillas Arvis, the Tefillah of Chayshach. Because Yaakov Avinu placed him in order to be able to have Shema Yisrael. And by the way, we say Shema Yisrael because it's our expression, it's our declaration of Emunah. That even if Emunascha Balelois, even in the darkest of times, in the nighttime, times of darkness, we have our Amunah. It's represented by Shema Yisrael. So also, Yaakov was Mesakan Tefillas Arvis, the Tefillah of the night, because Yaakov is Shemiah. Yaakov enters the darkness in order to feel the pain of others. And that's why the Avos were Mesakan Tefillah. The Avos established Tefillah. Why? Because you can't have Tefillah, you can't have Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tefillah if you don't feel the pain of others. If there's no Riyah, Yediyah, and Shmiah on our part, then we can't expect the Rabbi Nishlam to be Riyah, Yediyah, and Shemeya. It's Davke Avos Tefillahs Tiknum. The Avos were Mesakan the Tefillahs. Because they had the Yediyah, they had the Riyah, Yediyah, and Shmiah. Now we can have a totally new appreciation for the battle that Yaakov had with the Sar Shel Esav. The pasuk says, "Vayevasa Yaakov levadoi." Yaakov remained by himself. Say Chazal, why did he remain by himself? Because Chazar Alpachim Ketani, he went back to get little small flasks. Why? Because Memoinam Chavav Aleim Memoinam Yoser Megufam. Because his money was more favorable to him than his body. Meaning he knew it was a Makam Sakana. He knew he was placing himself in danger. But his money was more favorable to him than his body. Now, how does that make any sense? I mean, we can understand that we Rishoyim, right? Wicked people, that they place their money before them, before anything else, right? I mean, people that are involved in Olam Hazeh. We're talking about Tzadikim, Yaakov Avinu. Olam Hazeh had some mokem by Yaakov Avinu b'chlal. And here Chazal say, Malamed comes to Tisha Tzadikim. Their money is more favorable to them than their bodies. How can that be? So I think that quite the contrary. This was right before Esav was coming. Right? The Malachim came to tell Yaakov that Esav is coming with 400 men. Yaakov knew that he, in order to be able to relate to Esav, he needs to be able to feel Esav's pain. He needs to be able to place himself where Esav is. If I can't talk to him on his level, then nothing has begun. Yaakov Avinu was shmia, meaning placing oneself in another person's chashkus in order to illuminate their life. And that's what Yaakov went to do. Yaakov, in Esav's world, money is more important than their bodies. In Esav's world. So Yaakov Avinu had to go there in order to be able to relate to Esav. This midah that Yaakov had, this midah of shmia, of being able to understand another person by putting themselves in that other person's shoes, is represented by the letter kaf. Why? What is the letter kaf? Kaf is kaf hadimyan. Right? Kaf, when I want to say this is like this, we say zeh kazeh, right? You add a kaf. This is like this. Kaf is a kaf hadimyan. If I want, Yaakov Avinu want to be Madama himself, he needed to compare himself to the other, to put himself in the other person's shoes, that represents, it's represented by the letter Chaf. Now, the word Yerech has a Yud for Yediyah, which is Yitzchak's Midah. It has a Resh, which is Ria, which is seeing, which is Avraham's Midah. And it had a Chaf, and it has a Chaf, right? That's the word Yerech. It's made up of these three words, Yediyah, Ria, and then the letter Chaf, which is the mid of Shmia, by the Kaf Adimian, by placing myself in that other person's matzav. And here is where he had the biggest battle with the Sar Shel Esav. Because accomplishing this chut ha-meshulash, accomplishing these three things together, yediyah, shmiya, and riya, will make it possible for all yidden and all generations that they should be able to call out and say, Shema koleinu, Hashem elekeinu, chus v'rachem aleinu, v'kabo v'rachem v'rasan es tefilaseinu. This is going to make it. If Yaakov Avinu manages to place himself in Esav's shoes with the Kaf Adimyan, to be able to relate to Esav, to feel the pain of a brother, this will do it for all of time. So here's the battle of the Sar Shel Esav. Yaakov Avinu is trying to transform the loy into a loy. Right? The Mechol Tzrosam loy tzar, which is when a Yid doesn't feel the pain of another, then the Rebbein Shalom doesn't feel our pain. is now by Yaakov Avinu feeling Esav's pain is going to be transformed into a loy with a vav. Now listen to this pasuk. Vayar ki lo yocholoi. When the Sar Shel Esav saw that the loy is being transformed into a loy, vayar ki lo yocholoi literally means when he saw that he can't overcome him, vayar ki lo yocholoi, when he saw that loy can become loy, what's going to happen here is the loy with an olive is going to become a loy with a vav. Vayiga b'chaf yerechai. He therefore tried to damage the kaf of Yaakov's yerech. The kaf adimian of Yaakov Avinu placing himself in Esav's darkness in order to be able to understand him. That's where the Sar Shel Esav tried to damage Yaakov. But Yaakov Avinu held his ground. Pasuk said immediately Yaakov was healed. He kept his chaf. And that's why the Malach said to Yaakov, I need to go sing Shira. I need to go sing Shira to the Rabbi Nishlam. Why now Shira? The Chazal say that Malachi Ashoras are not allowed to say Shira Lamala until we B'nai Yisrael say Shira below. Shira below is davening. If we can't say Shema Kaleinu Hashem Aleinu Chus V'racham Aleinu V'kabu V'racham V'rasen Es Tfilaseinu, then the Malachim can't sing Shira above. But once the three midas just came together of Yediyah Ri and Shmira, so now we can daven, and that's why it's called Shir, because Shir is also the same three letters. Shmir Yediyah Ri, says the Malach, now I can sing Shira too. This is why the Malach said, the Sar Shel Esav says to Yaakov, Lo Yaakov Yayomar Et Shemcha Kim Yisrael. Now you're Yisrael. Because Yisrael is Yediyah Shmiria. Now that you've accomplished Shmir by placing yourself in Esav's Chashkus with that Kaf Adimyon, now you're Yisrael. You're a godly person. A person that has this God-gifted ability of being able to feel another person's pain. So, I believe that our Avos HaKadoshim have already accomplished it for us, and it's already natural to us to have the Yediyah Shmiria within us, to be able to be Yodea, to be able to know the pain of another Yid, to be able to hear and understand the pain, the suffering of others, and to see, take notice of another person's suffering, to share another person's sorrow. It is only with that, and that schus, that we have the ability to approach the Rabbi Nishlam and say, Shema Kaleinu Hashem Alekeinu Chus V'Rachim Aleinu V'Kaba V'Rachim V'Rotzen Es Filoseinu. And that schus, may we only be zeichet to simchas and achas, to share each other's simchas. We should be zeichet, the Rabbi Nishlam should listen to our tefillahs. And just like the Rabbi Nishlam listened to our tefillahs then and took us out of Mitzrayim, Ki Meitzei Seinu Meiretz Mitzrayim Yarenu Neflois, he should listen to our tefillahs. That our main tefillah that he should take us out of this galus, rebuild his base Hamikdash, we should be zeichet his galus kavod shemayim, v'vias Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehiru b'yameinu.